Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Stephen Clark Bradley, and I'm so sure glad that you joined us today for the Above Ground Underground podcast. This has been brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com, which is one of the best sites I've ever seen, and I'm so proud to be a part of. And together on eternalaffairsmedia.com, we want to bring you the best information about what's going on spiritually, politically, and socially in our country. Today, I'm here in Indiana, one of the most beautiful places on earth. Yes, we don't have a lot of mountains and stuff, but we have some of the most beautiful land and some of the most wonderful people on earth. Today we're going to have something a little bit different because we're going to be talking about what God is doing through some Christian work in the world today in America. And I want to introduce you to my brother's new soon to debut Christian rock band, and they're called Fourth Watch, a wonderful group, and they really seem to love God so much, and their music is pretty tough and pretty strong, and it's kind of rocky, but it tells the truth about Jesus Christ. And we're going to be interviewing each member of the band and getting their reasons for what they're doing and why they're doing it, and we want to talk to them about what Jesus is doing in their life and what they're doing in America to seek to do their part to save our country, which seems to be falling apart at times. So here off in beautiful Indiana, Knox, Indiana, my hometown where I grew up and where I graduated from high school, we want to bring you the Above Ground Underground podcast today with my brother Gary Bradley and his band members. And I think you're going to love it, and we'll have some excerpts of their music so that you can hear what they say and what they're doing. God is still alive in America. God is still working in America. And God wants to save America. Thank you. I hope you enjoy the show. And I know you will. Thank you very much. Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Stephen Clark Bradley from the Above Ground Underground podcast. And I'm so glad to be here today at a practice session of the Christian rock band that I want to introduce and interview today called Fourth Watch. Now you hear some funky music going on here by the guitarist, Mr. T.J. Flickinger. And we're going to talk to him and see what motivates him to serve the Lord with music. Hi, T.J. How are you?
I'm good.
How many years you been playing?
About 40 years or so.
Okay, so you're 70, right? So that's...
Yeah.
No.
Just turned 50 last year.
Very good. You're still young compared to me. Yeah. So what is your motivation for music, for serving the Lord?
Just obeying everything that He's asking us to do. Just trying to stay in obedience with Him and His ways, and just trying to live like the King.
Amen. So... how do you feel that your band, the music that you guys are writing and playing, how will it help save America?
I think the stuff that we've written on this album, and on the first album at least, we've got enough music for maybe three. So we had a good problem to have, which was too many songs and a lot to choose from. And so the ones that we chose from really have to deal with the times that we're going through, the seasons that we're going through. I think it's most people can see that we're in a very exciting time. We're in a very biblically prophetic time where things are converging, and our songs kind of wrap around that. They kind of tell a message and of urgency more than anything else.
So
of urgency to come to Christ, because the time is really short.
Excellent. Well, I can tell you they're going to be playing at a rock concert, a Christian rock concert, on June 20th,
yep.
And it's going to be very exciting, and it's going to be their debut concert as a band, so TJ is one of the best guitarists I've ever heard and have ever known, and why don't you just play us a little bit before we go to our next gentleman. Well, I have to say, TJ, after listening to you, I'm going to throw my guitar away. Well, here we have another one here. Mr. Terry Young. Now, Terry Young is a very interesting man because not only does he play keyboard, he plays guitar, he plays bass, and he's also, what is your role in Abate?
Well, actually, I'm a region director for Abate of Indiana. Region 2 is actually six different counties. And we do a whole lot for motorcycling in general. And also, we do a lot for just the counties itself, helping out charities like Toys for Kids and things like that. So,
let me ask you, what is your motivation? Why did you choose to get into rock music or just music in general to serve the Lord?
Basically, I kind of got into it years ago and played music since I was a teenager and loved it. Loved doing it. It kind of gets into you and away you go. And then, of course, the Lord touched me in a real awakening way. I won't tell you how that come about, but it did come about. And he touched me in a way that he got my attention, so to speak.
Amen.
So, and amen to that. And so I played in another band back in the Y2K era called Vision. And we basically traveled around the states right here, five or six states right here, and played music for different organizations and whatnot, and had a great time doing it and loved doing it. It was probably the greatest thing I'd ever did. And back basically to doing it again. And this band, is awesome for the fact that the Lord's blessed me with the guys that were younger. I kind of got two of them involved in playing out. And the other one, basically, Gary, he's been a friend for years and years and years. And he kind of said, hey, you need to go this way. And I said, basically told him, playing rock and roll music back when we first played it wasn't a big, big hit because people thought you couldn't play that kind of music for the Lord. And boy, were they wrong, to say the least.
That's right.
And God give you a talent, and he expects you to use it. And we love using it for him. He's first on the list, period. Day to day, I thank him every day when I get up, and I thank him every night when I go to bed.
Oh, wonderful.
So it's a joy to play Christian rock music, and I'm having the time of my life right now. So yeah.
Well, let me tell all of you out there that Terry is not just a musician. I mean, with his work with Abate, he's got a very important, influential job, and he's involved in seeking to fix America. You know, one of the things that's happened since Trump lost office is that a lot of these Christian organizations are being attacked by the government. Socialism's seeking to destroy us. And so tell me a little bit how Abate and Christian music together are ways that you're using to help America and to help serve God.
Well, Abate in general basically does good all around. Basically, we're all the way across the United States. Abate has been around since the 70s. And of course, the organization has done great all over the country. We basically train motorcyclists on basically how to ride and ride the right way. It's a big, big influence. ABATE actually stands for American Bikers Aim Toward Education. And we try to educate people on how to ride and ride safe. Other than that, like I said, you know, we do a lot of good things for the local communities, and I think the world needs more of that. I think our country needs more of that.
Amen.
The more we do, the more we help out. Be a friend, love your neighbor, basically. And if somebody needs a hand, make sure your hand's out there to help them, because if it was the Lord, he would definitely be doing that. Period.
That's right.
He does great work every day. He basically blesses me and my family, and pretty much everybody I know around me basically gets blessed, whether they know it or not. They're being blessed daily. So,
well, one of the ways you told me that you help bless your neighbors and your friends is with the like Toys for Tot type things?
Yeah, the Toys for Kids.
Yeah, yes. Toys for Kids.
Toys for Kids is a big, big thing in the communities. Basically, we take families, and I mean, just in a small county like where we live, we probably do 100, buy toys for 100 families a year wow. right here in our community, and that's huge. So, and with the world like it is and people needing funds, and it's been a blessing. To say the least.
Where were you when I was a kid? Oh, you were a kid too.
I was a kid too, Steve.
Now, the only criticism I have yeah. of Terry Young is that he's older than me but looks younger than me. So I really have a big problem with that. So I used to like him until I found out what his real age was,
yeah.
which we won't publicize here without Thank permission.
Thank you.
God bless you, Terry.
God bless
you're
you
a great
and
man.
Everybody. Appreciate yeah. you, Steve.
Yeah, you're wonderful.
Thank you.
So, now I'm going to go to someone else here who I'm not sure I should even introduce. Well, actually, he's my brother. My brother, Gary Bradley. Hi, Gary. How are you?
What's up?
See, he's a man of a few words. No, he's not, actually. He can get after you.
I'm a very quiet soul.
Gary is the bass player, a writer of many of the songs and lyrics, and the singer, the main singer of the band, Fourth Watch. So,
not
Gary, what motivates you with Christian music, I mean all music, but basically the rock music that you do, why are you doing it?
Well, there's a lot of people out there that go to church, and they're reachable with different kinds, you know, like the hymn books. But there's a lot of people out there that possibly believe or don't yet believe that maybe will listen to the message in a different style, where which of us is Christian rock. And I know I was a rocker all my life, and the hymn book, the message in them are beautiful, but it's not exactly my style.
So do you mind if I tell everybody out there what a jerk you were to me as a kid? No, I'm just joking. This is my brother Gary.
It was actually fun. I enjoyed doing that.
I enjoyed doing that. So how do you think the music that you write, the lyrics that you write, how does it affect the nation, which it seems to be on a downturn morally, spiritually, in every way? How can it really help pull up America?
Well, for one, people need to be informed. They need to know that what the Bible says is true, and it's coming true before Amen. Our eyes. We are seeing prophetic things happening right now as we speak in our nation, our very own nation, not let alone the rest of the world. We are in times, I believe we're in the last days. Now, is it over yet? No. And is it going to be raptured tomorrow? No. I don't know.
Just starting.
We just don't know. But we know it's coming. So, first of all, we need to work as if we've got 100 years and live as if we're going home today. That way, we know we're going to wake up with Jesus one way or the other, through death or rapture, which is harbazo or rapturo in Greek. That's where we get the word rapture from. And we need to be ready. Everybody needs to be prepared. Live every day as if today's your last with Christ. That way you wake up in glory instead of the other ways.
Yeah, that's right. Well, thank you, Gary. My fondest memory of Gary is when he was Santa Claus every Christmas, and he played it perfectly.
Yeah, and now I'd even fit the bill.
Yeah, but he used to give me presents and take them away. Well, I was just joking.
Actually, Steve used to break all my presents before I got the chance to use them. So there you have it. You got the lowdown.
See, I wasn't a Christian then. I didn't realize that vengeance was the Lord's, you know, so I took it out on him.
Literally.
Well, I think this band, we're going to have an interview with the drummer, and we'll let you know exactly what's going to go on. Then we're going to play some music, and we're going to have a great podcast, something different this week, and I think you'll really enjoy it. Well, I want to introduce to you now the excellent drummer. He reminds me of Lars from Metallica, the way he can play the drums, the double beat on the bass drum is amazing. And his name is Brian Shy. So, Brian, we're glad to talk to you today. Well, what motivated you to get into music to serve the Lord?
I really don't know.
How do you think it affects the world around you, and how does it affect you when you're playing this music for Jesus Christ?
I don't know. Inspiration, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good word. Yeah. How do you think it's going to help the world as far as where we live? To, you know, America's going through a lot of bad things right now.
I don't know.
What is your hope?
Hope it brings good out in people, but, yeah. You know, but that's hard to do.
How many years have you been playing drums?
Sure. See, since I was three.
3 years old? Or you're on the table hitting mom, I want food,
yeah,
boom,
yeah,
boom,
yeah,
boom.
Yeah. Then went to the, you know, the store-bought drum set and then started breaking that. So then they're like, well, we're going to have to get him a real one because we can't afford this. So.
Well, I noticed you have a very amazing ability on drums. Name me one drummer that really inspired you to be at the level of a drummer that you are today.
Well, Lars was one.
Yeah, from Metallica.
Yeah, and then Vinnie Paul from Pantera was another one.
That's great.
Yeah, and so there's by many of them, but.
So now you're making a joyful noise for the Lord, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful? Well, thank you very much. I can't wait to hear your music today.
All right.
God bless you, man.
Yeah.
So that's Fourth Watch. And they're all some great men, great gentlemen, and they're doing great work for God. And they're a little bit crazy. That's okay. That makes it even better, you know? Fools for Christ. And together we're all trying to do our best for the Lord Jesus and to make sure we can help America become the America that we were. Play us a little bit on the drum there. Here we go. Proof is in the pudding. Now, I can't hear you anymore, but you maybe can still hear me. Thank you very much, everybody. And we're going to play, they're going to play some music for us, and we're going to show you some of their songs. And I think you're going to say God is doing many things in many ways to save America and to bring Christ to those that don't have it. God bless Fourth Watch. Thank you very much. Yeah. awesome, man. Amazing music. Well, thank you for spending time with me and the band Fourth Watch. It's kind of personal because my brother's a really hard driver in this band and wants to use it to bring Christ to the world, especially back to America. And it was really great interviewing them all. These gentlemen have known each other for over 30 years, went to school together, and I'll post a photo of them when they actually looked human. So it's a lot of fun. So it's a little bit different today on the Above Ground Underground podcast, and we thank you for being with us. And I know you're going to find this inspirational, because it helps us understand that God is not dead. God is still in America. God is still trying to reach America. And God wants to bring love, salvation, and greatness back to America. But he needs to do it through you and through me and through them. And I know he will. If we're faithful to him, he is faithful and just to forgive America's sins if we come to him in repentance. God bless America. God bless you. And I want to thank eternalaffairsmedia.com for giving us this opportunity to have this podcast every week. Eternalaffairsmedia.com is an excellent site for all the news that nobody else wants to give you. The real news, not the fake news. And we know that we empower truth with truth. Thank you very much. And I'm so glad to be with you today. And I'm Dr. Stephen Clark Bradley. And I look forward to seeing you again next week on the Above Ground Underground podcast. God bless you. God bless America.